Chad Harder is with us, Tri-Center boys basketball coach. Action resumes after the holiday break for the Trojans against Riverside. And the Bulldogs, I talked with Coach Crone, their record's not really what they want it to be, but you know, they've got some capable playmakers. What do you make of this matchup?
It's going to be a tough matchup. Coach Crone, in my opinion, is one of the best coaches around, and obviously a really good friend of mine too. So, but they've got a really good team. You know, when the Jepson kid is healthy, he's one of the best players around, and you know, Bell and Slias just really make them go. I think those three alone make it a really, really tough matchup because you can't just focus on one. But at the same time, you know, we know they're going to have good scheme. Their record's deceiving, kind of, because they haven't been healthy. And but again, it's going to be a battle against two teams I think are probably pretty equal.
Your squad sitting at 5-3 on the season. What has stood out to you the most about your play?
You know, the kids have competed really well. You know, we're trying to compete a little bit smarter. We pretty bad taste in our mouth after the Underwood loss. We let that one get away from us, and I'm not saying we necessarily would have won, but it should have been a closer game in our opinion. But you know, they're really good kids. They're really smart kids. We just have to find consistency, and we also just with, you know, not a lack of experience, but experience in certain parts of the game. We just have to get better, and you know, we feel good about where we're at, but we're not content with where we're at. Is kind of what it comes down to.
Michael Turner, who's coming off an incredible football season, following up with a great year in basketball too. What's kind of his style? What are the things he brings to the floor for you, averaging 18 a game?
Yeah, Michael kind of does it. I call it kind of all three levels. He's really good in transition. He's good around the rim. He hasn't necessarily shot the three quite as well as he's capable of, but we would think he'll come around. But, you know, when he gets downhill, he's one of those athletes that's just tough to stop. And that's why he's such a good football player. And, you know, he just makes us go. You know, he makes everybody better on the floor. And, you know, and Michael's, he's just a kid that just knows how to play basketball. And so, I'm very happy with what Michael has done for us, but I really think that, you know, he can do more. You know, once the 3-point shots get going, I really think that, you know, it's going to help us, to take pressure off everybody else. But again, Michael just makes us go in every way possible. And on top of it, he's just a phenomenal kid. So, that makes him a joy to coach.
Some pretty quality players in that supporting cast too, although guys that necessarily don't have a lot of varsity experience previously. Who are some of the rest of the bunch that make you guys go?
Yeah, you know, I it kind of starts with starting five. Kent Elliott's a 3-year starter for us, and you know, we've done a pretty poor job of getting him the ball enough. So we have to get the ball inside. You know, he's 6'4", probably 240. He's a tough matchup for people. We got to get him the ball. We've done a poor job of that. But you know, and then Christian Dare is a kid that just a phenomenal athlete, rebounds the heck out of the basketball, and just scratches the surface of what he can do. But he's been really big for us. And then our two wings, Zach Murley, a little lefty that just plays really big and just knows how to play. And then Isaac Woolheater, just kind of jack of all trades. And we really think those guys' numbers, as time goes on, are going to continue to get bigger. You know, but again, it's, you know, they were reserves for us a year ago, but that's not the same experience of being a guy that's playing 25 to 30 minutes a game. So, you know, those are the guys that make us go. And then, you know, our bench with Hayden Mast and Lincoln Thomas will be in there, but Avery Reed and Carter Kunze, those are kids that they just come in and play the role so well. And, you know, we love this team. We love the team we have. They're just smart. They're good kids. They do a lot of things. We just have to be better in bigger games. And when fighting adversity, we just have to be better. But I truly believe that's coming. This is going to be a different team after break, in my opinion.
What were the main things? What are the main things you're focusing on during holiday break practices?
You know, defensively, we have to be better. That's been our main focus. I thought we might struggle scoring early, but it's kind of been the opposite. We've struggled stopping people, we need to protect the lane better. We need to make sure we find shooters better. I just think we can be better defensively. I thought that would be our main strength. I thought our defense would be way ahead of our offense. And again, we just haven't been good enough. And so I think if we can clean that stuff up defensively, you know, it's every game, I think we can be in every game the rest of the way.
Coach, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Ben. Appreciate the coverage.
It's Chad Harder, Tri-Center head coach. We'll take a break and be back with Nick Crone, Riverside head man. Coach Crone will join us next.